Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. For 1 week only, buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Biden's secret email.
It is so obviously disinformation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Parmesan cheese.
We know the FBI has possession of it and that they believe it is his laptop, that the contents of it are his.
Well, then if tech is real, then this gap must be real. And seeing how my foot is real, this would really hurt. And it's real! Oh my God, this whole thing is real!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How significant is this, John?
Well, look, it seems pretty clear that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's name to make a lot of money.
The family name is my legacy to you. I got it from my father, and he got it from his father. And he traded a mule for it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. As you probably know, if you're in Boston or Massachusetts, the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, is on a vendetta, I would say, against the restaurateurs in the north end of the city of Boston, which is not that far. It's walking distance from City Hall. And they, during the panic, she allowed, or the previous mayors allowed, Marty Walsh and Kim Janey allowed the north end to set up outdoor dining on the sidewalks and in the alleyways, such as they are in the north end, and they wanted to continue it this year. They're still suffering, and because of the loss of business over the last 2 years, and so Michelle Wu, her administration announced that if the north end restaurants wanted to continue to have outdoor dining, it would cost them $7,500 plus. Plus, it would cost them, I believe, $450 a month per parking space that they took out of operation, even though very few people park in parking spaces in the North End, because there are very few parking spaces in the North End. And no other neighborhood in the city is being charged these exorbitant $7,500 fees. And so there's been a real blowback from the North End restaurateurs. Yesterday, the mayor had a press conference at City Hall on the fifth floor in the Eagle Room, and some of the North End restaurateurs who were opposed to this policy tried to get in. They were blocked at the door, although campaign contributors to Mayor Wu were allowed to come in and speak that they were in support of this proposal. So we wanted to speak to some members, some restaurateurs from the North End about this. Carla Gomes owns Terra Mia, which is on Salem Street, and she's been in the forefront of protesting all of these COVID restrictions over the last 2 years. Carla, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me, Howie. Appreciate it.
Any new developments today, or are we still in a state of a holding pattern here when it comes to these $7,500 fees?
No, we haven't heard anything today. Just what was spoken yesterday at her conference, although we were not allowed in, the dissenting restaurants were not allowed. Only the restaurants that she managed to sway to her side were there. But, so we haven't heard anything more. We're going through with a lawsuit. We spoke to an attorney today, so once we, you know, settle everything, then we'll be allowed to name him.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows how bad the situation is, that you guys last weekend wouldn't even name the lawyer because you were afraid he'd be doxxed and attacked on social media and dragged through the mud, just like all of you people. I mean, what kind of society do we live in now where you can't even hire an attorney without the attorney getting slimed by the powers that be?
It's that's so true, Howie. I have no idea. None of this is fair. That's all we're looking for, Howie, is fairness, you know? You know, I heard the mayor say yesterday, the only thing I heard her say in the conference was that equity does not mean equality when referring to neighborhoods. Well, how would that go over in other neighborhoods in the city, Howie? You know, I was told that the mayor in her own town of Roslindale, the entire Birch Street is shut down, and it accommodates a few restaurants and takes away about 18 parking spaces that they are not required to pay for. And where is the fairness? That's what this is all about. We just want the same as every other neighborhood. If every other neighborhood has to pay $7,500, we're on board. We're right there. We'll pay it too, but only the North End. And they still can't tell us what this is for, what this fee is all about. There's no answers.
Well, you're in Ward 3. I don't even think this applies to all of Ward 3, does it? It's just the North End. Just a handful of streets, right?
It's the North End, exactly. And the parking fee, Howie, you know, we always said that we as a neighborhood did not mind paying for resident displaced parking spots, because most of us know our residents, Howie, and we care about their issues. We understand that parking was always a problem, but you could go to Southie and they're taking up 10 to 12 spots per restaurant and not required to pay any fee for displaced parking. And it's $4.50 a parking spot, so each restaurant is getting two spaces. Well, they call it 1.5 spaces, so they move it up, so now you have to pay $900 a month for 1.5 spaces.
Well, you know, they also say that it's because the North End is such a congested neighborhood, but do you think the North End is any more congested than, just to use two nearby examples, Beacon Hill and Charlestown?
No, not at all. Actually, the North End is fourth in congestion. Chinatown, I think, being the first, Beacon Hill being the second, and I'm not sure the third, but we got the information, and it was passed on to me, and we're the fourth congested neighborhood in the city, not the first.
And these are all very, very close to the North End, right? They're all on the north side of Mass Ave. So
exactly.
why is one neighborhood in one part of the city being singled out here?
We have no idea. That's what we want to know. We want it first. You know, they told us it was for trash removal, pest control.
Yeah, you sent me that picture. Can we tweet out that picture, by the way? Do we have your permission to tweet that picture out that you sent
absolutely.
Taylor?
Absolutely. Spread it everywhere.
Yep. The Carla said Taylor
a picture was taken in January.
Yeah, I mean, this is a picture of just trash just littering, and this isn't like restaurant trash. This is like residential trash, which is supposed to be picked up on a certain day, and apparently the trucks didn't get there that day, and the trash is just spread all over the street. What street is that, by the way, Carla?
That's on Salem Street.
Salem Street,
right in Bartlett Place, right next to my restaurant Terra Mia.
So it's right.
This is what my customers have to look at.
And so, you know, I like, too, that they said, too, the Mayor Wu said, well, we're going to use the money that we get from the restaurateurs, the $7,500 from each of the restaurateurs and the $450 per parking space. We're going to use it to give money for services in the North End. Well, why don't they allow you people to keep the money? Why do they have to launder it through City Hall, Carla? We know
exactly.
The answer.
Exactly. We have no idea. You know how a few years ago under Mayor Walsh, the third day of trash was taken away from the North End neighborhood, and now it's only down to 2 days. Now they want to put that back, probably, and put it on the backs of the restaurants to pay for it, I would imagine.
What's up with your elected representatives? I mean, you have Lydia Edwards. She's on her way out. She's been elected to the state senate, but she's still in there as a city councilor. And your state rep claims to be a native of the North End, but he's not standing beside you. He was with the mayor yesterday at City Hall, and so was Lydia Edwards.
He's standing with the residents because I guess they vote for him. And Lydia Edwards, the same. I guess, what is she holding, two seats right now? Is that even legal? I have no idea.
It's good for her bank account, that's for sure. She's getting like probably $200,000 plus between the two jobs. Not bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Howie, I have to say, this is not only hurting, you know, restaurant owners, it's hurting the waitresses, the hostesses, if we're not allowed to have outdoor dining. You know, Mayor Wu, who claims to be about women, well, there are five women restaurant-owned businesses right on Salem Street alone. You know, what about us? What about the women that she claims to, you know, want Sanders for. You know?
Well, you know what they're going to...
I got to tell you this.
Go ahead.
This is kind of crazy. The residents that we know that come in our restaurants, we give gift certificates to, and whatever they need things for their programs, they come in our restaurants. They don't want outdoor seating for our small businesses. But, you know, they voted for... and supported a huge corporate hotel going on Cross Street, which is the gateway to the North End, Howie. And they'll have outdoor seating, they'll have a full liquor license, and rooftop seating and music. You know, I've been trying to get a full liquor license since 2008 and have been denied every time. So I don't get the residents not voting for people they know, because we're just small businesses. We grew up with half of them. But yet they're voting in and in favor of a big corporate restaurant, I mean hotel, coming on in on Cross Street. I just don't understand it.
Carla Gomes is the owner of Taramea, one of the restaurants in the North End that's adversely affected by this decision to assess a $7,500 fee for restaurants just in the North End. Nowhere else in the city, anywhere in the city, including equally or more congested neighborhoods. 603, one of our texters says, meanwhile, bike lanes, which take up mega amounts of space in Boston, generate zero revenue for the city. That's a good point. And 617 says, is there a fee taken for spaces outside of John Kerry's mansion in Louisburg Square? Yeah, is he being charged $450 a month for that? When they took away the fire hydrant so he could have a free parking space?
Yeah, always for thee, but not for we, pal, Howie. That's how it goes. You know that.
You know, people are going to say, Carla, you know, I think you were involved in one of the lawsuits against Charlie Baker when he had the restaurant shut down. They're going to say, oh, she's just a political gadfly.
Yeah, well, you know what? Somebody had to stand up, Howie. You know, if that lawsuit didn't go through, Howie, our restaurants would not have opened till August 22nd at full capacity. It was because that lawsuit that went through, we were able to open on May 29th. So maybe they should be thanking me instead of saying things like that.
So if you
have to, somebody else had the balls to stand up, to be honest with you.
What if they say, you know, we're going to shut you down, we're going to strip you of your common victualler's license, your beer and wine license. What if they say that they're going to shut Taramea down if you don't pay the money? What are you going to do?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, we obviously can't have outdoor dining if we don't pay the money, I guess. I mean, I don't know how this is going to work out with a lawsuit being filed and stuff, so I'm not quite sure. But they probably could. If we go out and without a permit, they definitely can take our licenses away from us. So, you know, that's something we don't want to, you know, mess up as well either. You know, Howie, I just don't understand it, because Michelle Wu has the ARPA funds that still have $7 million in it that she's sitting on. What does she plan to do with that money? You know, I don't understand. She took that money from that fund and she paid for the MBTA free bus line. So why not take that money and pay this erroneous amount that she claims is costing the city in the North End?
You're right, Carla. How much money are we talking about here?
Well, if you think about it, it's what, $7,500 of an extortion fee for what? How many restaurants? 77 restaurants.
Yeah. So it's like $600,000. $600,000 plus
exactly.
the parking spaces. It's probably less than
exactly.
$1 million. Less than $1 million.
Right.
And she's willing to shut you people down.
Yes, Howie. And the thing is, she's dividing the neighborhood. She's turning residents against restaurants. Restaurant owners against other restaurant owners, the ones that decided to go with her against. So she's about unity. Hello. Not this time. She's about division, dividing us all.
Okay. Do you guys have a website or anything if people want to visit it, or where they can, you know, come out and support you?
We don't. There is change.org that was being posted, and we had about 35,000 signatures in favor of us. Mm-hmm. You know, all us restaurants have customers signing letters for us and everything like that. But once we file this lawsuit, we probably will get a website going.
Okay, Carla, we want to stay in touch with you as this suit goes forward, and we're with you 100%. And I just don't know what she's trying to do here. It's crazy. Thanks, thanks for being with us. That's Carla Gomes from Terra Mia on Salem Street in the North End. And Taylor, let's tweet out that picture about the great city services that the people in the North End, Ward 3, are getting for their tax dollars. We have permission from Carla to tweet that photo out. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
HelloFresh offers delicious, easy-to-prepare recipes and convenient doorstep delivery, plus calorie-smart and carb-smart options to make eating well easier than ever. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now that you know how woke Disney/ABC/ESPN is, do you plan on changing your viewing or visiting habits? Yes, no, or I already changed my habits before the latest wokery.
Already have.
51% say they've already changed, 40% say they intend to, 9% say they will not be changing their viewing or visiting habits.
Now that the UNC games are on CBS instead of ESPN, I'm going to boycott ESPN until the first pro football game next fall. All right. Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
Howie, I'd just like for the city councils just to get basic things like waste collection done properly, and then they can talk about extorting people for other reasons. Just here in Cambridge, I had this recurring issue where I think like a third of the trash can was never emptied for a while. We had to contact them, and yeah, I just find it really flabbergasting that these businesses are sort of choked in eastern Massachusetts. But you go out to western Mass, it's not, you know, a paradise out there, but in Hampton County, Westfield area, they get basic things done a lot better than out here in the eastern part. I don't understand why.
You know what, Christopher, having been a property owner in Boston and Cambridge, I think Cambridge is better run than the city of Boston.
I would agree, but it's still pretty bad. And you know, the property taxes here are relatively low. I went looking out in Western Mass for a house prior to the pandemic and before they didn't make people pay rent. The property taxes out there are much higher in some respects, but they get better services. And Cambridge may be better than Boston, but you go to most other municipalities around the United States and they get basic things done, whether it's Tennessee or Utah, but come to Massachusetts and everything costs 10 times as much and they do it 10 times worse.
Yeah, I you know, the thing about Boston is, talking about trash pickup, and again, Taylor's going to tweet out that picture of the trash on the streets in the North End. I remember when I owned on Marlborough Street, we would the homeless would come through right when the trash was supposed to be picked up, and they would paw through looking for the returnable bottles and cans, and they would throw the trash out on the street, and then of course in the alley in the back bay, and they would. Then sometimes if you didn't get there fast enough to pick it up, you could be fined by the trash police for the fact that the bums were throwing the trash out on the street. I was so happy to get the hell out of Boston. Cambridge was a major improvement. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Academy, the Oscars, have just announced that they asked Chris Rock to leave following the assault. And they say, we also recognize we could have handled this differently. 844-500-4242. I'm getting some feedback here. Okay. Nope, still getting it. All right. 844-500-4242. Now, it's gone now. That's good. So, an update on the situation with Michelle Wu and the protests against her in the North End. The Boston City Council has a weekly meeting every Wednesday, and today they approved protest restrictions proposed by Mayor Wu. Following months of near-daily anti-vax demonstrations outside Roslindale, home of Boston's new mayor, the city council today adopted a controversial proposal to further restrict the hours when protesters may target private residences in their demonstrations. Wu has framed the consistent early morning ruckus outside her Roslindale home as harassment, a feeling many, this is from the Globe, which is, of course, the fanzine of the Wu administration, a feeling many of her neighbors in the usually quiet part of the city share. But critics of the new rules, including several who routinely picket outside the mayor's home, say the new restrictions could unfairly curb people's First Amendment rights. So the vote was 9-4 to stop, basically cut back on the hours of the protests. The only ones who voted against it were Frank Baker, who's a semi-conservative old line hack from Dorchester, basically. Kendra Lara, she's the new state rep from Jamaica Plain, took O'Malley's place. Erin Murphy, another freshman from Dorchester, she's more somewhat more conservative, moderate. She's from she's a at-large counselor. And Julia Mejia, who was a very radical at-large counselor, was elected by, I don't know, 8 votes or something like that a couple of years ago, and she's a big friend of Monica Cannon Grant. I'm kind of surprised that she voted this way, but I'm glad she did. I'm surprised there weren't more that voted this way. You know, they didn't pass this kind of legislation when Black Lives Matter was vandalizing the private property, the residences of city councilors who voted against defunding the police in 2020. There was none of this. I think they vandalized the homes of, among others, Mike Flaherty Jr. Flats in South Boston, and Lydia Edwards too, by the way, in East Boston. But they didn't stop that protest. That was First Amendment for Black Lives Matter to vandalize houses. But you know, the mayor's, you know, she's the darling of the Boston Globe. 844-500-4242. Ugh, this is bad stuff. I was thinking about doing a column, just reading the texts, the tweets, the responses to a tweet from Mayor Michelle Wu. Shunned in polite society? Can I be canceled for reading these responses? I wonder. I'll think about it. 844-500-4242-978. Rules for Wu, not for you. That's a good way to put it. Your First Amendment rights to protest end in Ward 18 when you cross onto her street in Roslindale. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, the mayor's complaining about having to spend money in the North End, but if they have no, I have two things to say. They have no problem spending money to make Boston a sanctuary city. All the damage that the Zinnia brothers caused. Also, Howie, there's been national news with Marty Walsh. Catholic Memorial is going to give him a medal, a Blessed Edmund Rice medal. This at the Sheridan Friday. Here he is living with his girlfriend, and he wanted to make Boston the abortion mecca of the country, and now they're going to give him a medal. Shame on Catholic Memorial.
You can't expect any consistency from the Roman Catholic Church at this point, David. I know that's just a rhetorical statement you're making, but you seriously can't expect anything, any kind of adherence to traditional Catholic norms, can you?
Howie, I demand consistency. This is not acceptable. Catholic Memorial, stop it. This is ridiculous.
I agree, but you know, you're not going to get consistency. It's like asking that Hunter Biden be treated the same as you or I would be treated if we were caught not paying more than $1 million that we owed in federal income taxes. He's just allowed to pay it and go on about his merry way. 844-500-4242. Rambo 413 says, good news for Chris Rock. He sold out tonight in Boston. Ka-ching. If you can't sell out a medium-sized venue in the city of Boston after the kind of publicity he got, when are you ever going to sell out? By the way, I'm told by people inside the TV industry that the Oscars were actually headed for their lowest ratings ever, absolutely ever, until the slap occurred. And when the slap occurred, that's when the social media got on social media, and people who had no intention of ever watching the Oscars, like 99% of us, suddenly decided, well, maybe I should tune in to see if Will Smith is dragged out. And that's when their ratings started spiking again, and that's why they're only the second lowest rated Oscars in television history, instead of the first lowest. Most lowest. 844-500-4242. If they keep walking like a picket line, can they do it on Woo Street? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't. If they shut up, if they have a silent protest like outside the abortion clinics in the old days, can they continue to do that? Are they just prohibited from yelling? And I don't even know if they use bullhorns or not. Or they just shout at the top of their lungs? I don't know the answer. 844-500-4242. It's surprising that some of the city councilors like Flaherty and Lydia Edwards, who, again, had their private property vandalized during 2020 by Black Lives Matter, that they don't think that if it's okay to vandalize your house, why isn't it okay to yell outside your house? Seems to me vandalizing property is more intrusive than a demonstration, which is theoretically protected under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And aren't these some of the same people who are voting to shut down protests outside of Michelle Wu's house? Aren't these some of these the same people who introduced as a resolution in the city council after the Antifa riots, when they were wearing masks pre-panic, they were wearing masks and they were tossing bottles of frozen urine at police officers trying to break up the riots and the looting going on by the suburban Antifa demonstrators with their little beer bellies and their swirly goatees and their Birkenstocks. They didn't want to interfere with their First Amendment rights, but the people on Michelle Wu Street got to shut them down. 844-500-4242. 843, the IRS has been after me for $95 that I paid for 5 years. They won't let it go. Maybe I should change my name to, I don't know, someone give me an idea. Could the first name be Hunter, perhaps? 843? Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Howie, great show again as usual.
Thanks.
And, you know, I think all Bostonians need to be really concerned about this, because the precedent has definitely been set here, where whether you're protesting or whether you're online commenting, what they've turned it into now is it's all harassment and it's all bullying. And I just think that it's just a really dangerous precedent. I don't agree with protesting out in front of people's houses, but at the same time they say not to protest out in front of people's houses, we all see what happened yesterday when, you know, the restaurant owners showed up at City Hall. They weren't allowed in the room because,
right,
you know, they weren't on the right side of the issue. So they can't have it both ways. And I think every Bostonian, every voter in Boston should be really concerned about what happened today in City Hall. Thanks, Howie. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Tim. And remember, too, after the George Floyd riots, the last day of May, first day of June, 2020, arson. millions of dollars in vandalism and looting going on all through the Back Bay from the Common on down to Mass Ave. Gunshots fired at police vehicles on Tremont Street into occupied apartments. Police cars torched. And what did the governor say the next day? It was mostly peaceful. It was mostly peaceful. But the people outside of Michelle Wu's house are now could be fined. Under the new rules, there would be fines of $50 for a first offense, $150 for a second offense, $300 for a third and subsequent offense. How about firing at police officers on Tremont Street during a riot? How about looting stores in Copley Place and on Newbury Street? What are the fines for those? What are the fines for throwing frozen bottles of urine at Boston police officers during an anti-police demonstration? How about trying to set fire to a city councilor's house? What's the penalty? Is there going to be a civil penalty for that? Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
And yet the reason why she's doing this to the Italians is she wants to get rid of anyone who is not of color. She wants to only have people of color only in Boston.
I don't know about that. She just wants to get rid of people who disagree with her. You know, you could be any color you want as long as you we want total diversity except in matters of thought, in which case there will be total uniformity. There will be equity as long as everybody thinks alike. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Seven four says, in fairness, I heard there's going to be a fee assessed when gangbangers shut down a street during a drive-by shooting. Yeah. 860, do you think Kamala Harris will start a GoFundMe page for the protesters to pay their fines outside of the mayor's house? Me neither, but maybe we should. A Limerick guy says, if it wasn't for the Will Smith slap, the Oscars were about to hit rock bottom. That's a good one, Limerick guy. Again, I got that from a pretty good source who's really on the inside with the TV networks, the rating services. I'd like to actually see the numbers for the quarter hours. You know, they assess by quarter hours. So you'd like to see how many people were watching, according to Nielsen, before the slap and after the slap. 844-500. They're saying the Oscars are saying they could have handled it differently. I just told Taylor when he was reading it to me, how could they have handled it differently? You think they want a scene of dragging Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
I would have gotten higher ratings than what they got with just a slap. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they don't want the blowback. I mean, yeah, it would have gotten even higher ratings. Then maybe only would have been the third lowest Oscar ratings of all time. But they would have gotten they would have been accused of racism. You know that. Defund the police. Defund rent-a-cops. That's what they would have been saying then. 84. By the way, Grace and I will be giving away $50 a day on each of our shows starting this Friday for the month of April, the entire month of April, every weekday. To enter, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Tire Tutor banner. The Tire Tutor banner. No obligations. Just get on the email list and you could win $50 from either Grace or myself every day. 844-500-4242. By the way, the mother of Hunter Biden's latest love child has finally commented on what's been happening. London Roberts down in Arkansas, she says she's solely focused on our child. She disavowed her lawyer's prediction. This is to the New York Post. She disavowed her lawyer's prediction that Hunter Biden's alcoholic, stripper-chasing, cocaine-smoking son will be charged with tax fraud. I never said that I thought Hunter would be indicted. My attorney did. This is what she said in an email to the New York Post. His comment to media was made without my authorization, I might add. I have never opined on Hunter's financial affairs to anyone and do not anticipate doing so. Roberts, 31, added, I remain solely focused on the safety and well-being of our child, her child named Burisma. No, it's the child's really named Navy for some reason. Her lawyer said, I expect Hunter to be indicted. And she's 31 and he's 52. The grand jury has also heard testimony, 5 hours of testimony from Zoe Keston of 28, another former girlfriend who Hunter Biden dumped after she urged him to stop using drugs. Keston's testimony was apparently intended to prevent Hunter Biden from using his extensive history of substance abuse as a defense against a potential tax evasion prosecution, the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this week. Hunter Biden has paid the IRS around $1 million towards unpaid taxes, but it's unclear if he still owes more. I'm going to guess he does. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's former business partner, Rob Walker, declined to discuss, quote, Hunter's tax situation, unquote, during an exclusive interview outside his posh mansion in Little Rock earlier this week. I'm part of it, so I'm not going to. I can't comment, he said. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good evening, Howie. I called because it finally dawned on me what's going on with 2 years of crazy COVID restrictions. Mayor Wu yesterday helped me see what's going on. She sounded like an 8-year-old kid playing with a little set-up village in the kid's room and saying, I want flowers here, outdoor seating there, jersey barriers here. Now the city's the way I would like it. I kind of wish they'd realize that they're public servants and not kids playing with a set. That's all I had to say, Howie.
And she's, you know, she keeps saying, you know, why does the restaurateurs think that they deserve special treatment? They're not asking for special treatment. They're asking for the same treatment as everybody else. You know, nobody else in the city has to pay $7,500. Either everybody has to pay it or nobody has to pay it. That's the way the rules are supposed to be. We have this thing called the 14th Amendment. It's the Equal Protection Clause in the U.S. Constitution. Everybody is supposed to be treated the same, whether you're Democrats or Republicans. Believe it or not, Michelle Wu. I'm Howie Carr.